It is time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire, the First National Bank, and the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. It's the start of a brand new school year and a new fall season, and that means we get to welcome back our friend Mark Kalnan from Eastern Maine Sports. Hello there, Mark.
Hey there, Rich. Long time no talk.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. How was your summer?
Good. Quick.
Yeah, I'll say. You went out to Wrigley Field. How was that experience?
Oh, unbelievable. Recommend that for anybody. That's beautiful. I know people say, you know, what's better, Fenway or Wrigley. They're both great. I guess if I had to say, I would say the outside of the park, Wrigley's way better, and inside, Fenway's better.
Oh, nice. I have not been to Wrigley, so you got a leg up on me.
The Red Sox go there again next July, so.
Oh, they do that. Well, of course, next year, it's an interesting schedule, isn't it, next year, that they play every single team in Major League Baseball?
They do, and they got the Cubs on the road again, so that's something to keep an eye on next July.
I'd circle that on my calendar then. Well, let's talk about the brand new season and begin with football as we get underway. First of all, let's talk about how football is organized this year. How many classifications are we dealing with?
Well, you got the, four A, B, C, D, plus the two eight-man classes, the small, large eight-man classes. So I guess technically six.
Excellent. All right. And around here, what would you say? Is in the Penobscot, Piscataquis County area, is it still primarily 11-man?
No. Well, like Bucksport went to eight-man. Mattanaw Cook's eight-man now. Class D really is only, like, locally would be Foxcroft, John Bett. There's not really a lot locally for, like, Class D. Foxcroft and John Baps are kind of the highlight teams locally for that. But again, the eight man has expanded really, and it should be very competitive in eight man. And it's very interesting to watch if anybody gets a chance to go watch games. There's an interesting one at UMaine tonight, actually.
Yeah, who's playing tonight? I saw that earlier.
Stearns at Orono.
Right.
They both 1-0. Orono broke the last week broke the longest losing streak in the state, and they did it pretty convincingly. And they're hosting Stearns. A lot of solid athletes have turned to football there at Orono, and but Stearns has the experience. They got to the regional final game last year, lost to Dexter, so that should be a very interesting game. See how both teams respond. Again, Stearns has kind of the experience. Orono, a lot of people don't know what to expect from Orono. They got a lot of talent, but. Again, with a lot of talent, athletic talent, but let's see how it transitions. The transition pretty well in week one.
And Bob Sinclair still at the helm of the Red Riots.
He is, and outstanding coach. One of the better ones around. A lot of good ones. Sankey and Bucksport, and Danny White in Foxcroft, some to come to mind quickly. But he is definitely one of the good ones that is able to adjust the eight-man game.
Boy, the Brewer Witches certainly sent out a loud message last week when they took on the Bangor Rams.
They did. That 35-6 win, and a big one tonight. They go to Skowhegan. Definitely a tough challenge. Actually, Chris will be there covering that. You can get those updates on our website and on Facebook page and Twitter. But that's going to be a very interesting one tonight. Bangor, they're going to have a tough time in Class A this year, but I think they're going to improve as the season goes on. They got a game tonight. If they play well, they could stay in when they go to Lewiston. So be interesting there. But again, Brewer, Skowhegan is one of the highlight games of the week.
And where will you be this weekend?
I'm going to be just updating scoreboards. As I said, I got Chris out there. Next Friday, we start our broadcast schedule. We'll have all the Foxcroft home games again this year, which is outstanding because, again, they're the defending Class D state champions and should be contending again this year.
That's fantastic. We look forward to a very exciting fall. Look forward to your updates every single week. Again, follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything you need to know about high school sports, college sports, and beyond. Mark, have fun this weekend, and we will check in with you again next Friday.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich.
You bet. It's Mark Callen, Eastern Maine Sports. The High School Report is brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. By the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. And by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.